Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, the schus Shengel Chayna Bas Malka, Moshita Ben Peshedina, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ben Ezra Ben Esther, and Yedid Navshi, Rav Shimshon Yitzchak Garber Shlita. They should all have bracha ve'at slacha v'chol ma'as ha'idem lui nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. If anybody wants to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me, and we're going to be learning the inyan of Kesef Kedushin, based on the unbelievable Torah of the great Gaon, Rabbeinu Pavarsky Shlita, the Panovich Rosh Yeshiva. In the Mishnah Meseches Kedushin 52b, it says that if a person's Mekadesh Bechelko, if a person's Mekadesh an Isha with his Chelek of Kachim, whether it's Kachim Kachim, whether it's Kachim Kalim, the woman is not Mekudeshes. The Gemara there says that the reason is because it's Mamun Gavoah, and this money belongs to God, and Mishulchan Kavoah Kazachu, and he bezoche from the table of up above, Mishulchan Kavoah. So Mamela, he has no right to be Mekadesh an Isha. Tosis di Ramasla Mekadesh Bechelko ask, Vim Tomer Migara Mea Mekadesh Al Manas Shadabra Laich L'Shilton De Mekudeshes Alfa Pisha Lo Nasan La Klum Ela Sha'asa Lahana. Why is this any less, says, ask Tosis, than a case of somebody who says, I want you to be Mekudeshes, on condition that I speak to the mayor for you. I'm going to speak to Mr. de Blasio, to Mr. Cuomo, and I'm going to make sure that they let you go to work during this corona time, that they give you a job in their administration, whatever it may be. So if you say I'm going to speak to the Shilton on your behalf, the woman's Mekudeshes, even though he didn't give her anything, but he just made it give, gave her Hana. So here also, when he gives her this meat, you're right, he's not giving her, you're right, that it's Mamun Gavoa, but she's still getting Hana. The meat is Hana. So why is she not Mekudeshes? And says Tosfos, Dahasam Yacholitos Chayim Dibura, Avikilu Nosin Lapruta, Avalacha Toibes Hana Ina Mishalo, Tamamun Gavohu, Beni Yacholikach Mamun Mehana Shasala. Tosfos says an interesting teretz, that there he can get schar for his dibur. So it's like giving her a pruta. In other words, you could take $50 for going to talk to the governor on her behalf. So it's like he gave her money. But here the Tovas Hana, the benefit from the meat, is not his, because this is Mamun Gavoah. And he can't take Mamun from Hana that he gave her, since this is Mamun Gavoah. So this Tosfos has been the subject of much debate, much discussion over the centuries. The Kash is Shver, the Teretz is Shver. A lot of Sfarim talk about this Tosfos. The Mishnah says that you can't be Mekadesh Be'etzem Basar Kachim, because it's not Memona. And the Gemara explains that the Kohanim can't trade Karbanos with each other, it's Vachim and Nachos, can't give it away as a gift. It's not theirs to give. And therefore it's Pashut, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha. It's not yours to give away. So of course you can't be Mekadesh and Isha. And that you could be Mekadesh when he's speaking L'Shilton, there he's Mekadesh with the Maisa HaPe'ula. He's doing a Maisa, he's doing an action in her behalf. And this is also considered like Nesinas Mamon. He could be paid for this. So it's like giving him money. It's Roy L'Kedushin. And that's the Chiddush of Rakod L'Fanai. A guy does a tanz in front of a girl. He dances. So he could be Mekadesh and Isha, even with a pu'ula, even with a shimush that he does for her, not only with a chefetz shel mamon be'ein, not only with a concrete monetary object, but even if he does a pu'ula on her behalf, for her benefit, for her hana, he can marry her. And if so, bivadai, when he gives her his chelik in the karbanos, and he says beferish, that he is being mekadesh her with this maisa nesina, that this is for her benefit and for her pleasure. She's mekudeshes. Even when somebody's mekadesh b'milve, that she's not mekudeshes because he didn't give her any money, there's no mamon be'ein, so he says, you owe me $100, be miskadeshes with that $100, that doesn't work. But if he says, he's mekadesh her b'hanoas mechilas milve, Rashi, Tosis, other Rishonim hold she's mekudeshes. And the explanation is, even though the etzem milve is not considered mamon, to be mekadesh and isha, but the maisa mechila is effective for kedushin. Like other pe'ulos, other shimushim, like rekod lefanai adaber aleich l'shilton, dance in front of me, I'll speak to the governor. However, he has to tell her b'feirush that he is being mekadesh her with the hanas mechilas milve, and not be'etzem milve. He has to make it clear that it's not with the money of the milva itself that he's being mekadesh her, but rather he's being mekadesh her with the hanas mechilas milva, with the hana that she has from the fact that he was mocha the milva. And the explanation is that even though the etzem milve is not considered mamon to be mekadesh and isha, but the maisa mechila is effective for kedushin, like other pu'ulos, like other actions that the man does for the woman, like dance in front of me, etc. But he has to tell her explicitly that he's mekadesh her with this and not with the etzem ha-milve. He's mekadesh her with this pu'ula of mechilas milve and not with the milve itself. And if that's the case, also legabe mekadesh b'chelko. It only says in the Mishnah, she'enu yachol lekatcha be'etzem ha'mamon. So with the mamon itself of the besar kachem, he can't be mekadesher. Ve'en achinami, if he wants to be mekadesher by giving it to her, that he takes an effort and he hands her over the basar, he can do so. And even when he gives her a dvar hefker, he can be mekadesh al kolpanim mipulas hanesina v'akrava la. Even when he gives her a dvar hefker, which doesn't belong to him, but the very fact that he caused her hana, he gave her hana, that's enough to be mekadesh her. So then the question is, why can't he be mekadesh her b'chelko? You're right, not with the meat directly, but with a. But by the hana that she gets from receiving the meat, that he did this pu'ula of giving her the meat, that should be a reason for the kiddushin. The meat itself, the etzem mamonas of the meat, he can't be mekadesher. That belongs to Hashem. But the fact that he gave her the meat, he did a pu'ulas nesina, he took effort, and he gave her this basar, so that should be effective. And even a dvar hefker, he could be mekadesher, because he took the trouble to give it to her, even though he's not losing any money. And if Tosis wanted to say that amdinan daite, that we assume that the Kohen wants to be mekadesher with the nesina, and that's like adaber alayich l'shilton, because that's some kasha that he compares it to adaber alayich l'shilton. So it's really two different things. If he's mekadesher with the etzem abasar, that's not like adaber alayich l'shilton. We explain these are two different things. To do a pu'ul on her behalf is different than giving her the etzem meat. Meat itself he can't be mekadesher with. So maybe what it means is he wants to be Makadisha with the Nesina, like Adabra Laich L'Shilton, so Tosis is asking. So giving it to her is no less than Adabra Laich L'Shilton. But if that's the case, what's the Teretz? Tosis is Matarets. No, you can't do that. Can't compare. There he can get Tzchar for his Dibor, like he gave her a Pruta. But here the Tovas Hana is not his, because it's Mamon Gavoa. Now what's the difference here? He gave her, he did a Mais in Nesina. He could get Tzchar for that. Like other Pulos he does on her behalf. So why can't he be Mekadisha with this Hana that he gave her the meat? With the Pulos Hanasina. So it would appear that Pshat and Tosis is as follows. Says Hagon Rav Beryl Shlita. That it's Pasha that a person could be Mekadisha woman with a Mais in Nesina. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. And that wasn't the issue. The Mishnah is talking when he's Mekadisha with the meat itself. And the Yisod of the Kashi of Tosfos is that even though Besar Kachim is Mamon Gavoa, nevertheless it was given to him to be eaten. And a Kohen has a Schos Achila. That's Lapshat Mishulchan Gavoa Kazacho. That you're getting it from the table of God, so you have a Schos Achila. So you have a Din Zechia in the meat for Achila. And it would appear, Pashat, that if somebody snatches away the meat from him, he's over B'Isser Gzela. That he stole the Din Achilasa B'Chelko. Nevertheless, he can't be Makadesh and Isha. Because he can't give it as a Matana. Because he's no Koach Bailas in Din Maman. All he has is a Schos Achila. So you have a Schos Achila if you're a Kohen. And if somebody else takes it from you, then they're Gazlanim. But all it is a Schos Achila. But Adayin Yesh Ladon, we still have to discuss Din Kedusha Isha. Does the woman have to be Zocha Mamish in a Kenyan Mamon with Kesef Kedushin, or maybe it could be done otherwise? Like when he gives her a Dvar Machala Achila, where he wasn't makinah to her, B'Toyras Kinyanim, he just gave her food. So let's say a woman wasn't, he gave her a roll of bread, challah, and he said that you're Mekudeshes, but not to acquire it, just to eat it. So it would appear that even in such a case she's Mekudeshes, because even though she was a Zocha B'dinei Kinyan, the fact that she ate it, and the object no longer exists because she used it, that's a big Nesina, so that really counts, the fact that she can eat it. So Toras Nesinas Mamon can be done in two ways. Number one, by a Chalois Kinyan and Havaras Bailas. One, you can do it by making a formal acquisition. And number two, by Nesina B'Metzias, that the woman could eat it. She uses it for her tachlis, so that's a good Nesina. The Nesivis in Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Kat Nechetz writes, that even though Zechia B'Katan is not effective Minatar, even with Das Acheres is Makan, nevertheless, it could be you could be Makai Mitzis Pidgin Aben B'Koin Katan when you are Machil him, when you give him to eat, the value of five slime. Because the katan is kona b'achilasa and the yotzei de nesina. So the pshat and the sivus is not that he's kona b'taras kinyanim. But the etzem achilas and nesina gemura, and it's effective for kiyomat neskahuna pidyan aben. And so too it's effective for kinyan kesef kedusha b'kedushin. So it would appear that that's pshat in the Tosfos and Erkasha. That a mekadesh b'chelko, person's mekadesh in his chelek, and the woman eats the meat, so she should be Mekudeshes gam b'basar atzmo, even with the meat itself, even though he can't give her the basar b'matana b'dinei kinyan. Why can't he give it to her b'dinei kinyan? Because it's mamon gavoa. Nevertheless, he is a schos achila. And when he gives it to her, it turns out that the basar that he had earlier was eaten with by her, and it's Kabbalah Yadadami. It's mamish like she has it now. Because we said eating is a type of nesina. There's nesina derech kinyanim and there's nesina derech achila. So she should be miskadish with this, that she eats the meat. And that's what Tosa springs from a Dabra Laich L'Shultan, that they want to prove this shayla, though you shouldn't say that you require kesef nesina. Derech haknoa, because b'chol kedushi hana, like a Dabra Laich L'Shultan, the woman isn't zocha in any kinyan. She's mekudeshes, nevertheless, through the hana, she's mekudeshes, because he did a pu'ula for her. So you see, you don't need a chalos zechiyah dafka because of kedushin. So here also, the kasha is she should be mekudeshes, but baser atzma. Shrei bali yada b'tachlis al yidei achilaso. So the fact that she could eat the meat, that's her kinyan, that's his nesina to her. So again, from Adabra Laich L'Shultan, it's not pshat that we're saying this is a pu'ula he's doing on her behalf. So giving her the meat is also a pu'ula, and that's how she should be mekudeshes. No. Pshat is that when he gives her the meat, she's getting a benefit from the meat. And you see, you don't need a proper kinyan to be mekudeshes. Because when you get a benefit from the Adabra Laich L'Shultan, she's also mekudeshes. So you see that you don't need a proper mice and a sin and a kinyan in order to be mekudeshes. So too when he gives her the meat. And now we can answer Tosis, understand Tosis' teretz. Tosis lo dummy. There by Adabar Alayach L'Shultan or another pu'ula, he could take money for this. And that's the way it works in Mecca Chomemkar. That just like a person can sell some object and take money, so he can also take money for his actions. And that's the whole Torah Schar Sachir, and he can also be Mekadesh and Isha with this Pu'ula. Pu'ula is worth money. Mashen kein b'chelko b'korbanos, even though he has his Chus Achila, nevertheless, it's just like he can't give it as a Matana, because it's Mufka, kol z'chusei manu v'dinei bailus, all he has is the Achila, so too, Mufka mimenu hadin l'tbo amomen avur netilas hachefetz mimenu. That goes lo v'amiziko pater. So it's mufka from him, the din, to be tovea mamon. He doesn't have the right to be tovea mamon for this chayfetz. And if somebody snatches it from him, or harms the food, or ruins the food, the person's pater. Because he has no bailus in schus mamon. And therefore he can't be mekadesh and isha, because that's also medine habailus. That you can make it kesef kedushin to be mekadesh and isha, but b'kachem mizbeach, the only schus he has, the only rights he has, is schus achila. So he can make it into kesef kedushin. So if he wants to be mekadesh with the mice in a sina, that he can definitely do. But to be mekadesh with the basur itself, he can't, because all he has in the basur is schus achila, no more. And that's monea, that prevents him from being able to be mekadesher. When it comes to a Dabra Laich L'Shultan, he's doing a pool on her behalf. With that, he could be mekadesher, he could take money for that. But here, where he's been mekadesher with the etzem basar, he can't take money for that, because the only schus he has in the basar is to eat it, not to give it away, not to give it for kesef kedushin. But in a chinami, if he's mekadesher with the mice in his sina that he gave it to her, in a chinami, she's mekudeshes. So that's stage one of our exciting journey through this sugya, and Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will, please God, go further and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, we have Ahavan and Tosis, I hope, and we should be zocha lilmo du lelamed lishmor v'las l'kaim z'kol v'yisam l'tur. So we have a maybe a main shalom shalom.